This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Tony Bajan and Michael Doran. Michael's at Hudson. Tony's at the FDD, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We're discussing their presentation in Tablet magazine called The Realignment. Yeah, the notion that the Biden administration finishing the Iran deal of the Obama administration will empower Iran. And therefore, what does that mean for two major players in this story? Israel in Jerusalem and Saudi Arabia, the critical player in all of Islam in Riyadh. And I begin with you, Michael. You write that the policy used by Mr. Obama and perhaps to be used by Mr. Biden is a bear hug and then to preach humanitarianism. What bear hug? How does that work for the U.S. and Israel?
Well, the theory behind the realignment is that America's allies, and in particular the Saudis and the Israelis, are drawing the United States into a conflict with Iran that is not in the interest of the United States or even in the interest of the people of the region. And that these countries like Saudi Arabia are drawing the United States into places like Yemen against the Iranians, and that's actually making the Iranians more recalcitrant and more defensive, which only makes them redouble their activities in places like Yemen. So what the United States should do is step back from these conflicts, put pressure on their allies to step back from these conflicts, and then reach out to the Iranians in an effort to come to an agreement about how to stabilize a place like Yemen. So you see what the administration did is that when the minute it came into power, and really the minute it had a very clear idea what it wanted to do, it started attacking Saudi Arabia, threatening to cut off arms, reviewing the relationship in general, issuing the report on the murder of Khashoggi, and holding the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for that, and depicting Saudi Arabia as a kind of malevolent beast, as a really as a very immoral actor, and one that behaves in a way that is not in keeping with American values. And so instead of saying, you know, all of this is done in order to distance the United States from Saudi Arabia and reach out to Iran, but in public, the administration doesn't admit the Iranian dimension of this. And so it lifts the, you know, one of the first things that the administration did was lift the terrorist designation on the Houthis. That's Iran's proxy, the arm of the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guards in Yemen. But why does it say it's doing that? It says it's doing it for humanitarian purposes because we can't get food to the people of Yemen because we have put this terrorist designation on Iran's proxy. So when explaining their motives for tilting toward Iran, Iran in Yemen, the administration says it's our values and our allies' lack of our values or failure to live up to our values and our humanitarian concerns. So they wrap this, what is really a very crude realpolitik effort to placate Iran and turn it into a partner, and they wrap it in this very sanctimonious, high-minded language.
Tony, the right that the Abraham Accords are difficult for the Biden administration. In fact, I think they've stopped using the term. However, Mr. Netanyahu, who is the prime minister until and if there's an election that chooses another one, Mr. Netanyahu is adamant in the Abraham Accords. He rejoices in the embassy move to Jerusalem. He's certainly in his agreement with the Trump administration's policies that the Palestinians were bad actors because they pay terrorists in jail. And until they stop that, there would be no more support for them. I could go down the long list, but that is the way Israel conducts its foreign policy. It's a standalone. And in this instance, I find it odd that the Biden administration assumes that it can impose a policy elevating Iran and what you'd have to say, qualifying Riyadh and Jerusalem together, impose it upon them. Do they have a magic wand that they're going to wave over Netanyahu and Jerusalem, Tony?
Well, it's interesting. So we saw, for instance, the amount, Mike described the amount of pressure that they brought to bear on the Saudis and what they wanted. And it's very striking, actually, that they told the Saudis, even publicly, Ned Price, the spokesman of the State Department, for instance, said this very publicly, that their expectation of from the Saudis, in addition to living up to American values, which Mike just described what that actually means, is to enter into dialogue, not with Israel, mind you, but with Iran. So the Biden team came in to do not just not to pursue the Abraham Accord, but to actually take the actors completely away from the Abraham Accord and to orient them toward Iran, to force them into it. Now, the Saudis have started a dialogue to placate the Americans. I don't necessarily believe that it'll lead to a breakthrough or anything like that. With the Israelis, on the other hand, it's much more difficult to do so. Instead, the flip side of negating the Abraham Accord is to revive the Palestinian issue and to put it back in center stage. In that sense, the Biden team is behaving in an analogous manner to the old rejectionist Arab regimes and how they instrumentalized the Palestinians to make sure that there is no movement by moderate Arab regimes towards peace with Israel. So it's a very cynical play, and the Palestinians, they're accustomed to this. They've known this play for all of their existence, and they were very eager to contribute to it, which is what we're seeing. So there's an alignment or an agreement on end purpose for between the Biden team, the Iranians, who now lead really the rejectionist front, if you want to call it what they call the resistance axis, and the Palestinians. They all understand that it's in their interest to block or dismantle the Abraham Accord.
It's called the realignment. Tony Bedran and Michael Duran, writing in the Tablet magazine, an understanding of what we watch now with the Biden administration and the early months in dealing with the quandary of the Middle East. Michael is at the Hudson Institute. Tony's at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.